A peaceful memorial walk and protest took place in Rapid City over the weekend. Rumors of a second are circulating in the Defend Rapid City Police Department group, including speculation that some people might be traveling to different communities to stir up trouble. The Sioux Falls Police Department did not confirm buses of rioters. There isn't confirmation of any sort of second protest happening in Rapid City this week. About 30 members of the Facebook group met in person with a few Rapid City sheriff and police officers to discuss the group. Lieutenant Andy Becker asked them not to get involved.
Trust me, I get the good intentions. You guys want to see the community safe as well. However, for us to be able to do our job, we can't have groups fighting. That just causes.
We want to see you guys safe.
I know, and we understand. I agree. And we want to be safe, and that's why we train.
Becker says the department wants to bring community members together, and if there's a clash between the groups, it could be more difficult for the police department to handle.
Even these folks, they have a right to, what happened was a horrible deal. They have a right to speak out against it, but we are there to keep the community safe, the people safe.
Local businessman Kenneth Dirk started the Defend Rapid City Police Department group. He says he planned to peacefully guard the police and that members threatening protesters with guns don't speak for him.
Why don't we get together and instead of, everything, being race, everything is race. We're alike in that way. Why don't we focus on what we do together versus what separates us?
He says everyone agrees that the murder of George Floyd was wrong and that this is about protecting businesses and lives.
We're all upset. Everybody's under a lot of stress. Everybody's been locked up for 3 months. They're unemployed. They got all these problems and this doesn't help. But what definitely doesn't help is ripping apart businesses and setting them on fire.
The Rapid City Police Department are prepared for any protests but haven't confirmed rumors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.